completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Ivory, and Ivory Coast Media.
Greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, where we are talking life in living color. I'm going to continue the topic of self-care for a couple of reasons. Number one, I want to make sure that plenty of people get the message. And number two, I don't want self-care to be confused with self-indulgence. There's a difference between people maintaining the necessities of their personhood and lavishing oneself with unnecessary personal luxuries that cause you to focus only on yourself and your personal desires. Self-care is about paying attention to the needs of your spirit, soul, and body. Let me say, however, that if you have the means, the resources to lavish luxuries upon yourself, by all means, get down, have a good time, enjoy yourself. Although I would offer one caveat, I would warn you that excessive pleasure can lead to personal emptiness. Now, as many of you may have heard, I'm moving my headquarters to Tennessee. Anyone who has ever had to essentially put 25 plus years of their life into boxes knows that this process is no fun. But because it is necessary for reassembling one's life at the other end of the journey, we endure it. That said, I will be sharing new voices on my show to inform and entertain you while I quarterback the transposition to my and my wife's new estate. We'll meet again when the dust settles in a few weeks. However, I will spend a few moments today on the theme of self-care, share some messages from our sponsors, and some final thoughts. Don't be governed by fear. Let's be clear about the pandemic. It's not over. New reports suggest that the reason has less to do with the availability of vaccines and more to do with the public, has more to do with public reluctance and fear. There is no shortage of conspiracy theories ranging from government plots to control to the whole thing being a hoax. We've had this discussion many times before, but we cannot allow ourselves to be governed by fear. We must be governed by facts. That is what the science tells us and what is obvious or what is right before your eyes. You can't ignore someone dropping dead at your feet. You just can't ignore it. Now, I will say that you are well within your rights not to take the vaccine. But just make sure that you have all the facts that you need that are going to help you to make an informed decision. I want to encourage you to be as informed as you can, but at the end of the day, we all have to make up our own minds. Whatever you do, don't base your decisions on fear. Fear has a way of paralyzing and can cause you to ignore obvious facts that are right in front of you. I want to switch gears now and talk about mental health. Not too many years ago, not too distant past, discussion of one's mental health was often met with cynicism, odd stares, and strange facial expressions. Others dismissed the topic with an uncomfortable giggle, when the truth is that there is nothing funny about mental trauma. People endure all kinds of mental trauma and don't even understand what has happened to them. You see people walking down the streets talking to themselves, and you just assume that they are just quote-unquote crazy. But believe it or not, there is a road to crazy. And it has to do with ignoring the science. It has to do with ignoring what the professionals say is required for good mental health and the things we need to do to ensure that our minds stay intact. Wayne Dyer once said that you can never remedy anything by condemning it. I'll say that again. You can never remedy anything by condemning it. My hat's off to Simone Biles, who had the courage to be concerned about her own mental health above the opinions of other people. She herself made a decision that it was time for her to focus on her mental health and deal with Olympic matters at another time. The truth of the matter is this: what can you do without the mind? What can the body do without the mind? She has proven to us, and she has made an example using herself, that mental health is important. And mental health is not some type of luxury or some type of option that you can choose to address or not address. Because the ramifications of not addressing your mental trauma is dire. Some people will laugh and make jokes about, you know, a child having a rough childhood. But there's a lot of things that happen in childhood that require adult processing. In the Black community, the standard mental checkup, if you will, consisted of go over there and sit down, or ain't nothing wrong with you. Or if you don't cut it out, I'll get my belt. That was, in many cases, the extent of how many in the Black community have dealt with mental illness or mental trauma. And the fact of the matter is that it's going to take, and it does take, a lot more than go sit over there. If you don't stop, I'm going to get the belt. Have you ever felt that you weren't listened to? Have you ever felt like an outcast? Have you ever felt that nobody understood what you're going through? Has it ever felt like no one cared about what you were going through? If you have felt anything like that, that is the source of a lot of trauma. Human beings are social creatures. That means that we need to have interaction with other people, meaningful interaction, positive interaction, not just any kind of interaction, because there's other interaction, but it's called abuse. Or in some cases, it's not abuse at all, because there is no use. It's called neglect. Children left to themselves to try to figure life out on their own. These things shouldn't be, and we need to pay more attention to the mental health of our family members, the mental health of our friends. It's the reason, I believe, that the suicide rate is so high. What do you do when you don't have hope? What do you do when you feel nothing but despair? What do you do if no one wants to hear what's going on with you? If no one wants to hear what's frightening you? If people say, "What's wrong with you?" instead of asking, "What's troubling you?" There's a big difference. And we need not ostracize people that have mental trauma, because truth be told, in one way or another, we all have experienced mental trauma. And we all could use just a little therapy. We all could use a little extra L-O-V-E. Because that's what it feels like when you believe that you've been heard. It feels like love. Now, the mental practitioners may not call it that, but at the end of the day, that's what it feels like. There's an old saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. We have to let people know that we care, that their feelings matter, that the things that go on in their mind are not uncommon. Sometimes just knowing that you're not the only one experiencing a particular type of trauma is a bit of relief all by itself. Simone Biles, once again, my hat is off to you. And to everyone else who has taken the time to acknowledge, you know what? I'm not okay. And I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay to know that you're not okay. It's okay to say that you're not okay. Unfortunately, people want us to put on our Superman and Superwoman capes. They don't want to hear about our flaws. They don't want to hear about our problems. They don't want to hear about our challenges. They don't want to hear that something is troubling us. And I believe part of that trepidation is people simply don't know what to do. Someone starts sharing information about voices that they're hearing in their head, and you don't have any training in that. Well, what are you supposed to do with that information? I'll tell you what you're supposed to do with that information. Probe for more information. Ask questions about the voices. Ask the person, what are the voices telling you to do? You may not be trained as a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but there is something you can do. And one of the things you can do is gain their trust. When you've gained a person's trust, they're more apt to take your advice, because you're not looking at them cross-eyed as if there's something wrong with them. People know when you genuinely want to help. They know when you want to make a difference in their lives. They know that. They know that you're not looking at them cross-eyed, and they know that you're not talking about them behind their backs. But one of the things you want to be able to do is once you have heard their story and you've heard what they had to tell you about what's troubling them, is give them some resources of the professionals that can help them. That's it. It's not complicated. You don't have to try to pretend to be a psychiatrist. You don't have to pretend to be a psychologist. You just have to be yourself and learn how to listen and be equipped with proper information that's going to help your family member or your friend. There are many reasons why people of all ages choose to end their lives. And so many, if not all, needlessly so. Some of them might be here right now, if not for a conversation that they could have had that they didn't have, for a listening ear that wasn't available, a compassionate heart and mind to let them know that they are understood. But you can be the reason that someone does not commit an awful act, a permanent act, like suicide. You can be the difference between life and death for someone if you simply learn to listen and make the choice to equip yourself with the proper resources, information to get them the help that they need. You and I together, listening and equipped, can make a difference. Let's do what we can to make the world a more joyful place to live in. It's time to let love back in. When many of us began distancing ourselves because of COVID, we inadvertently cut off the pathway of the virtues of love and true intimacy in exchange for a lifestyle of fear and uncertainty. Now, many of us ache for love and affection as never before as a result of being quarantined and denied human contact. Here's one safe way to crack the door and give love a try again in the passionate and provocative book of poetry by Rosalind Chenault entitled Poetry for Lovers Only. Don't let the title fool you, because quite frankly, I think there's a lover inside of every one of us. Read this book and you'll find out for yourself. Couples are encouraged to get a copy each and read to each other. Sounds like a fantastically sensual experience to me. Poetry for Lovers Only, an artful compilation of poetry that passionately expresses love, emotional intimacy, and the everyday challenges of the heart. Go to rozhearttoheart.com to order your copies right now. Go to rozhearttoheart.com. That's R-O-Z-Z-H-E-A-R-T, the number 2, heart, H-E-A-R-T.com, to order your copies right now. If you're really serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach. Yes, you need a coach. A coach can save you years of fruitless effort and frustration. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Someone has 20 years of experience. It's 20 years of ups and downs, 20 years of mistakes and triumphs, mountaintop experiences, valley experiences, the whole gamut. And you have the opportunity to be mentored, to be coached by such an individual. That will take years of mistakes off of your dream building process. Absolutely years of frustration that you can avoid by benefiting from someone else's knowledge, information, and wisdom. So if you're serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach that can guide you through the path. Imagine if you were going on a hike, you wouldn't go hiking through a land that you have never been to. At least I hope you wouldn't. Because the person that's been there, they know the terrain. They know where the holes are. They know where the places that exist, where the cliffs are, where you could fall over or fall off the cliff. A guide is going to save you a lot of misfortune. So, once again, if you are serious about manifesting your dreams, hire a coach. I know that personally for me, it has made a tremendous difference in my own life. So that's why I can recommend it to you, because I've experienced it myself. Ready to take your dreams to the next dimension? DM me on Facebook or Instagram, and let's get you connected with the right people and resources to make your dreams manifest. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.